Well, I think that we all realized that February was snowy. Like, we got a little bit of snow.
A little bit.
Just a bit. A dusting.
Just a bit. Well, Mark, he has found some great statistics for us.
Yeah.
Just as we're now officially out of February, let's recap, shall we, friends?
Well, it really is something when you size it up. So let's take it. I don't know. I've got the top eight in Wisconsin, all right?
Okay.
So Eau Claire actually finishes second on this list.
For that's snowiest?
That's respectable.
Yeah, no, it's way higher than we want to be, okay? Yeah, it really is something when you consider that Eau Claire going in, right?
Yes.
35.3 for 1 month in 1929, January, 31 days, was the most snow we'd ever had in Eau Claire. Here we go. Milwaukee, 18 inches of snow in February.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, remember the typical in February is seven inches.
Like that, yeah.
Madison, 22.4. Green Bay, 24.3. La Crosse, hey, you top 30.7.
Okay.
Superior, way up north, 35.8.
Now even with Lake Effect.
Solid,
yes.
Yeah.
Wausau, 48.6 inches of snow. That's
okay.
A lot.
That's a lot, right?
Eau Claire, officially in February, 53.7 inches.
We crushed that 50-inch mark.
Yeah, we did. Right.
We totally
also,
did.
Also, a lot of other things got crushed, too, yeah. Probably, so...
But how about this? Rhinelander, you know it, Hillary.
I know it well.
59.3 in Hodeg country.
Can you even see the Hodeg statue anymore?
You know, he is kind of covered in snow. I mean, they've been brushing him off.
But he breathes fire. Shouldn't he be able to melt it all?
I didn't know. What is it? People, I work in the morning show. What I did with Selvig, he was from New Ulm, Minnesota. They had Herman the German.
Yeah.
There's a Hodeg statue?
Oh.
I didn't know.
There is. I will show you pictures in a moment.
All right.
He is fierce and wonderful, and I love him.
I think we should throw that on, if you're willing to throw it on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just what this fearsome creature looks like.
Is Hillary kind of the snow princess, though? She's from Rhinelander. That was the snowiest city, and she's here.
Right.
Is she like
maybe
a snow magnet?
Wasn't there a snow queen in, like, Narnia series.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, she wasn't.
She wasn't exactly the greatest.
I know.
Character,
that's what I'm like. Wait a minute.
I said princess.
Wait a minute. Well, I do feel like a princess.
There we go.
So.
And a week from today is the big snowshoe walk, right?
Yes, a week from today is the big snowshoe candlelight snowshoe hike.
Yes.
My husband.
You have plenty of snow this
year.
Yes,
time. He's like they actually have to go through tomorrow. They're going to go through and like tromp down the trails a little better, and they're going to take some loppers with. Because as the snow has, you're walking so much higher than you normally do that the branches are all catching in the face. So they are cognizant of that, and we are trimming trees so that no one
gets
hurt.
It's a big deal.
Hurt.
I mean, I saw the electronic board there in River Prairie promoting it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're a little afraid that we're going to get, like, too overrun with people, which is a good problem to have when you're organizing an event. It's a very good problem to have, and we're very excited.
Unbelievable story here on this March 1st, the WIB Wake Up Show. Out of Germany this morning, a German town seizes a family's dog over unpaid taxes.
I have never heard of such a thing. Okay, these are the little freedoms we take for granted in the U.S.
But they don't steal your dog when you're delinquent on your taxes.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
My God. Goodness.
A family in Germany is grieving over the loss of their dog, a pug.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a German shepherd.
Who was taken by their town and sold online because of their unpaid debts.
What?
They sold the dog online.
The town of Aalen seized Etta, the pedigree pug, back in November and sold her on eBay for $850 to cover various debts.
When asked about it, town officials said, "We know nothing."
Including, apparently, part of the family's unpaid debts, there are such a thing as pet taxes.
What?
Oh.
I mean, I know Governor Evers is raising the gas tax, but at least I'm not being taxed on my dog.
I mean,
enough.
If there's
enough.
A pet tax and you don't pay it, maybe they...
They repossess
repos? I got a couple of cats they can come and repossess because they're really bugging me lately.
Wow. We'll see what they can sell them for, right?
Not much.
Here's the deal. Somebody bought the dog.
Okay.
And she's complaining. She's claiming that, hey, I had to pay over $2,000 worth of surgeries for this dog, even though you told me it was in good health.
Oh,
so there's a problem.
Maybe she should sue the city.
Yeah. Well, she's asking the town to reimburse her for both the dog and the surgeries. So all sorts of problems. It's not just, we don't just have struggles here in America.
What was this little poor dog's name?
Etta.
Etta. Poor Etta.
Give Etta some sausages.
Poor Etta.
Make her feel a little
bit
better.
Losing your dog.
I love pugs. My great-grandma used to have pugs.
Oh, we have it good here.
Little snarfly dogs.
Well, coming up tomorrow is the birthday of someone very near to many of us. Dr. Seuss's birthday is tomorrow. That's pretty incredible. I don't know that there are many people out there who haven't at least come across one of his books at
right.
some point in your life.
I think they're just those perennial favorites that we all were read as a child and have read to our children. And, you know, as we move to celebrate Dr. Seuss's birthday.
And I think they celebrate with Read Across America Day, too.
Yes. So lots of fun things about him. I just found a few things. He had a friend that bet him he couldn't write a book with just 50 different words.
Yeah.
And so he wrote Green Eggs and Ham.
I love that one.
So 50 words. Eggs... There's only 50 words in the entire book.
I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that. Huh.
We were talking kind of off air about some of our favorite Dr. Seuss books, and you got to love that. Green Eggs and Ham. The Grinch is something. I'm really partial to Yertle the Turtle.
Aw.
And I love the Butter Battle. It's probably my favorite one growing up. My friends had that, and whenever I'd go over to their house, I'd always read that book.
Want to read it. Yeah.
I saw this story, and again, as National Reading Month kicks off today, the story of Dr. Seuss being rejected 27 times before his first book was published is often repeated. Some of you might not be aware of it, but the details are worth relating if you'll give me just a moment. Dr. Seuss says he was walking home stinging from the book's 27th rejection with a manuscript and drawings from Mulberry Street under his arm when an acquaintance from his student days at Dartmouth bumped into him on the sidewalk. Now, here's the acquaintance, and this sounds like a Dr. Seuss person. Mike McClintock.
Yeah, right.
He asked what Dr. Seuss was carrying. Dr. Seuss replied, "That's a book no one will publish. I'm lugging it home to burn." Now, Mike McClintock just had that morning been made editor of children's books at Vanguard. Talk about divine appointments. Mm-hmm. He invited Dr. Seuss up to his office, and McClintock and his publisher bought Mulberry Street that very day.
Oh, wow.
When the book came out, the legendary book reviewer for The New Yorker, Clifton Fadiman, captured it in a single sentence, quote, "They say it's for children, but better get a copy for yourself and marvel at the good Dr. Seuss's impossible pictures and the moral tale of the little boy who exaggerated not wisely, but too well."
How come nobody ever made a movie about Dr. Seuss?
Right.
That's fascinating.
They should.
I knew Max Lucado was rejected like 15 times, but 27 is amazing.
He went on to say, "If I'd been going down the other side of Madison Avenue that day, I'd be in the dry cleaning business now."
That is something. Hey, guess what? A new Dr. Seuss book is set to be released this fall. I kid you not. Just learned about this morning. 28 years after his death, it's going to be called Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum, based on a manuscript and illustrations found in his home in 2013. So an affable horse takes readers through an art museum featuring famous equine artworks by the likes of Picasso and Pollock. There are also cameo appearances by some of the Dr. Seuss favorites like Cat in the Hat, The Grinch, and Horton the Elephant.
My kids are getting that book.
And now that's going to be book number 45 for him, because he published 44 picture books before he died in 1991. So 44 turning into 45. Oh, yeah.
We're all big fans. Hey, Read Absolutely. Across America Day, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. He'll be at Sherman Elementary in the 9 o'clock hour today reading to the kids.
That's really cool.
Love it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.